nice. Very well sung. Nice melodies. And we started off that set with L'Éclair from Geneva, Switzerland. A instrumental six-piece cosmic band. Yeah. Confusions is the album, and their song we heard was Cosmologies Part 1. And we have a guest right now in the studio. This is something that hasn't happened in a while. Very, very lonely. We have right here Parsa. Hello. Let me turn on your mic. Got to figure this out. Parsa, coming up at you. Guest mic number one. Can we hear you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
We can hear you. Hey, Parsa.
How's it going?
Yeah, great.
Good,
yeah,
good to see you. I'm also super excited to be back on station.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here today, to what you do and get ready for my own show, to get back on air.
So tell me about it. What's the show called?
I have At This Time of Day on Thursdays, 6 to 7
At PM. This Time of Day.
Yeah, that's cool. The name of the show. And we, like, I usually select a variety of electronic music and try to introduce people to weird sounds of motherboards and chips.
Nice.
And the computers, and yeah, just introduce a variety of subgenres in that.
Cool.
Category.
When did you start? When did you start listening to electronic music? Is that your main kind of musical love?
Yeah, I honestly listen to a good chunk of everything, but I don't know, electronic music, because I do DJ for some parties here and there, and that's the thing that I've been mostly just, I guess, into for fun. And I thought, like, it could be interesting to bring it here, because I didn't see many shows on CJSF focusing on electronic music the way I wanted to. Like, and then other radio stations, not to talk shit, but it's all EDM stuff, and it's much more, at least for me. I think you can get super experimental with electronic, and yeah.
Yeah,
you can,
I agree with that. And you said your show is kind of historical. You play older electronic music as well.
Yes, that was the whole concept of it. And I wanted to, because we have a huge library here in CJSF, a music library that, as Ricky claims, it's the biggest physical archive of music in Canada. Which,
wow.
The first time I heard that, I was just like, wow.
We have that
here, so yeah. Gotta use it. And yeah, that was the initial idea, to just play records and vinyls, but focusing on electronic music, which is a newer sound, I guess, a more contemporary sound.
Mm. Yeah, that's cool. I didn't know we had such a archive of old.
Yeah, I don't know the number, because, like, it's growing super fast. Everyone turns in and sends CDs and HD submissions, and that's why we have our lovely volunteers in here in CJSF to just digitize the CDs or categorize them, review them.
And now here at the new station, rather than being kind of hidden in a back room, all the vinyl and CDs are just out front as soon as you walk in the station.
Yeah, for people listening, or people who come here often, come give us a visit.
Nice.
At Student Union Building. It would
be. We're in the downstairs. Find us pretty easily. What's the address? 420, I think.
I think so. Yeah, the room number is 420, which is pretty funny.
And this is the new sub Student Union Building.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just by the pub and library at the SFU campus on Burnaby Mountain. Cool. Well, yeah. Thanks for
having me and showing the board.
Yeah, my pleasure. The mothership here. It's not quite a giant synthesizer, but it kind of looks like one, actually, without the keyboard. Yeah, so I wanted to ask you to play or to choose a song here next.
Yeah.
And you're from, tell us about where you're from.
Yeah, I'm from Iran, and I was born and raised in Tehran, the capital, and moved here in 2018, when around like the time that I just turned 18. So, I chose a song from a band called Bolgar. They're Tehran-based, but now, like, I know the drummer is actually in Vancouver at the moment, drummer of the band. So I guess a little fun fact of tying Iran and Vancouver kind of together.
I like it.
But yeah, they are mostly, I guess you can say, punk rock slash hard rock. They're pretty groovy, a bit of Middle Eastern tastes here and there, which is the reason I thought it might be interesting and applicable to play it here on your show.
Thank you. Well, we just heard a little bit earlier, and I'm excited to hear the whole song now. So, yes, cool. So this is what I love, having people from around the world and sharing stuff that I totally would never have heard otherwise. So, please introduce it.
Bolgard, Sultan of Hell. Sultan actually means king. So, yeah.
So,
king of hell.
The devil, basically.
Pretty much.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And tell us one more time when your show is.
At this time of day, Thursdays, 6 to 7 p.m. Yeah. Tune in.
Cool. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Some Korean pop music there for you from, sometime in the last 8 years as a bit of a compilation album by Pal Hwang Dan of South Korea, put on China Bot Records, which is a very cool little label that's specializing in Asian electronic music, which is, say, quite a niche little subgenre, but growing all the time. And yeah, that has an 80s flavor to it. Usa Dan Rose song. And before that, what did we hear? Let me look back. Oh, yes, it was Tefo Mahola, drummer from South Africa, and his first LP as a band leader from 2020, appropriately named First Offering. The song was The Tear or The Tear. Not quite sure. One of the two. Maybe both. From Cape Town, South Africa. And before that, we started off the set with Choice by our friend right here. What did you... Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Thanks.
No worries.
That was... And you said Ballguard.
Yeah.
The name of the band, which means...
It's actually means a helicopter. Believe it or not.
Okay. Just helicopter. Band
yeah.
It's called Helicopter. Cool. And they're, you said, originally from Tehran.
They're originally from Tehran.
Like yourself.
And, yeah, they are an underground band. Because, like, in Iran, rock bands are, not legal. I don't know why. We have some genres like rock and hip-hop. And we can't have... I mean, recently rock is more acceptable, but hip-hop still.
Really?
Not really.
Because this is really terrifying and fascinating, this whole censorship of music and Western sounding.
Yeah. But still, they had their concerts, and I went to a few of them back home, underground concerts, and interesting community back there.
How does it work if a kind of music is not accepted by the government? How do you play shows and actually get people to come without it being like disrupted by?
The thing is, honestly, there are so many workarounds, and in Iran, like, they don't give you permission to, let's say, have a public concert supported, like, in a governmental venue or like a more established venue, let's say, but then they wouldn't do anything if it's in a small institute or even like a house. They wouldn't necessarily do anything. They just don't give you enough platform to profit off your music, which is sad, but always people fund their way around things, and the good thing is the community supports it. That's pretty much about it. And also, a tiny fun fact, sorry to take the time, but Balgard was their name from the get-go when the band started. And they're pretty old. I think they started in around 2005-ish. And then they wanted to release an album, and they went to get the permissions, and obviously they got banned and like rejected. And because of that, they changed their name to Zapas, which in Farsi means spare. And literally the name of the band becomes Spare, because like it's a spare name, but it's the same band. And they started having shows with that name, and that was okay, because they just changed the name. I don't know. It's super weird.
Okay, so there's workarounds to the censorship.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. That's a good insight, because I was wondering if they have like a full-time police...
dedicated to shutting down concerts and all that. Kinda. But there is one police we call Gashta Irshad, which kinda does that. Like, just if there's alcohol in parties, going there and just like closing down parties or things that are kinda against the Islamic rules of the government. Because I don't know. Yeah.
But they have certain, I guess, limitations and resources. So if a show's small enough, you can probably get away with, as long as you don't advertise too much and make
a big deal. Exactly. Just like, I guess, even here, with any underground sort of concerts. I mean, now people are finding workarounds, like around pandemic, right?
Yeah, I guess. I never thought of it that way, but I guess the pandemic year gave us a little bit of a taste of what it's like in some places, all the time, having to like have secret shows and you can't gather in big groups and stuff. Wow. Man. Well, I'm glad that some smaller shows can still happen, even if it's a hard time to like thrive as a experimental artist and make a living. You still do your art, at least.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Balgard, thanks for sharing. This is spelled Ballgard, by the way. The song we heard was Sultan of Hell, and that's their new EP, came out earlier this year, called So Gand. And you say they've been around a while, so they put up probably a few albums over the years?
Yeah, I think they have 3 or 4 albums already released.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so, check it out.
Rock on. Okay, please remind us once again what about your show, because it's going to be very
interesting. I'm Parsa from At This Time of Day, Thursdays 6 to 7. Tune in for some electronic music.
Nice. And not just EDM,
no,
you said.
No, actually,
No EDM.
But I do play groovy, dancey stuff.
Cool.
So technically it is electronic dance music, but not in a way that everyone perceives.
But not, yes, but EDM. It's a very good point. Not all electronic music has to be club, like, dance music.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
cool.
That's the point.
Robots for introspective people as well.
Yeah.
Cool, well, thanks.
No, thank you.
And we got one more song here before we're going to make our second hour trip to Mississippi. We're going to hear a band here originally from Syria. I can't quite remember where they're from now. Yes. In Arabic, here is Bedouin Burger with the new song Yaman Hawa. It's a brand new band, just put out a couple singles so far. Check it out, Bedouin Burger, Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM.
لو كان قلبي معي ما اخترت غيركم ولا رضيت سواكم في الهوى بدلا لو كان قلبي معي ما اخترت غيركم ولا رضيت سواكم في الهوى بدلا لكنه راغب في من
This is Boris Chassaigne.